talk a little bit about what you see from Minnesota on film.
Fast team. They move around a lot. Another, their linemen really get off the ball pretty well. The linebackers rush to the ball. They're not afraid to play man. We've seen that on the film, and they always give each team a little different look sometimes, so we'll have to be ready.
Yeah, you got to think they're probably going to stack the box, so throwing the football might be crucial in this game.
You know, whatever they do, we're going to have to combat it. If they want to throw a lot of people in the box, then we'll have to throw a little more. And if they drop everyone in coverage, we'll hopefully get the running game going.
What about the dimension that Powell adds now, if you can go deep with him once in a while?
Well, it definitely helps. It definitely helps when you have receivers who can run past people. That's the biggest thing. And also, when you're running really good routes, that gets you more open than you think it would, even if you're not running, let's say, a sub-4-4. So he definitely has a little dimension that you have to focus on and take into account.
I haven't seen him drop a ball. Does he drop balls in practice?
Everybody drops balls in practice. Okay. I make bad throws in practice. I mean, it's practice. That's why we do it more than we play games.
But you trust his hands and his ability. He's going to catch the ball if he's there.
Yeah, definitely.
What's changed for Jacob Hillier here these last couple weeks, besides, of course, getting touchdowns these last couple games? What have you seen in him?
I think confidence. His confidence is definitely going up. And something about Jake, he has that fire in him, mm-hmm. that he just wants to make plays, help the team, however he has to. If he has to go downfield and block guys, he'll do that, just really whatever the team wants, and that's what I've noticed out of him.
He seems to find the dead space, you know, well, he gets open that way.
Oh, yeah, and he's a big physical guy, which definitely helps, and you can find that little open hole, and we both see the same spot, then it definitely makes it easier.
It's going to be one of those old-fashioned Big Ten games. You're probably not familiar with Woody Hayes in the Arizona Cloud of Dust, but...
I know about Woody Hayes.
Type of games.
I think they'll be fun. Always competitive. Everybody's trying to get after each other. I mean, it's a Big Ten game. It's Minnesota. I mean, it's a rivalry for a reason, and hopefully it'll be fun.
I know coaches talked about you getting down when you run in time. Is that something you're thinking about now when you're taking off?
Yeah, I mean, that's something you're always thinking about. Getting down when you can. Sometimes you have to take the hits, try to get that first down, that extra yard. But it's just being smart. Understand that I'm not Mark Weisman. I'm not a running back. I don't run the ball all the time. And it's more of just being smart with the football, I would say.
Has the offense changed for you since week one? Meaning there seemed to be a fair reliance upon the perimeter, and it's kind of been a little more spread out through the middle of the field in the last three.
I'd say it's just kind of each week's a little different. Each team has a certain different style that you kind of want to attack or understand what they're really good at and try to go against what they're good at. So it's kind of trying to find strengths and weaknesses, just like the defenses are trying to find strengths and weaknesses in us.
When you look at Minnesota, tackles for losses are really high on their defensive line. They've got a new linebacking core, but what do you notice about their pass rush specifically when you've been studying them the last couple of days?
They get off the ball real quick. Definitely, and they do some stunts and they do some twists, but it shows that those guys are working hard. They're not taking, they double team me and I'm done. They're going to try to fight through it and do whatever they can to get the quarterback, and that just shows that, I mean, they're working hard, they're trying as hard as they can, and they're really working. They deserve to get those losses.